Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running with podcast number 78, Downhill Running Technique. Thanks for tuning in today. I love doing this podcast and I am super appreciative of all of my listeners. At this time, 172 people have logged on to iTunes and provided a review of this podcast and clicked an average of 5 stars. I cannot tell you how happy that makes me. And to know that this podcast has been downloaded in 117 countries is just mind-blowing. But you know what? I love to interact with people. And my only frustration with this podcast is that my listeners are all over the world and it's really hard to get a chance to interact with them. So I just want to ask you, if you're on Facebook, I would really love it if you would go to the website, go to the Mojo for Running Facebook wall. It's a page and you can like it and join the conversation. You know, that unites us and makes us more of a community. I am really happy that more people have been stopping by, leaving comments, asking questions and making suggestions for future episodes in the last couple of months. I posted recently a picture of my mom and dad and myself. The reason this podcast is so late going out is because my dad passed away a few weeks ago. And I posted a picture of my mom and dad and myself wearing the shirts for my local running club that I started about 5 years ago. Anyway, a lot of people had some very nice comments and sent their prayers. And I just want to say that means a lot to me. It really does. It just reminded me that all those people who are out there listening to all these podcasts, they probably feel like they know me. And I wish I could feel like I know you more. But until you either email me or comment on the Facebook wall, I really can't. I'm thrilled that you're out there and I'm thrilled that you're listening. But I would love it if you stop by the Facebook wall and join the conversation. Nothing makes me happier than just getting to know the people that are on the other end that are listening to this podcast. As I record this podcast, it's a few days before Father's Day. It just will make this Father's Day special, all of you running fathers that are out there. Most of you know that on Mother's Day this year, I wanted to honor mothers. So I asked mothers who ran with their kids to send pictures of them to me. You could send them to Deb@MojoForRunning, or I said you could post them on the Mojo for Running Facebook page. Well, of course, I want to do the same thing to honor the fathers that are runners that are out there setting an example for their kids. Or if you are a father and you have pictures of you running with one or more of your kids, or if your parent or your dad runs and you have a picture of you running with your dad, I would really, really like it if you either send it to Deb@MojoForRunning or post it on the Facebook wall for Mojo for Running. I posted a picture there today of my brother Milt, who he was running way before I ever became a runner and inspired me. So this is a picture of him running with his teenage daughter. Now that he has 5 kids, he doesn't get to run very much. But anyway, I posted that and several other people have posted pictures there today, and I hope more of you will do that in the next few days. Then, middle of next week after Father's Day, I will create a page, a salute to fathers with those pictures on the mojoforrunning.com website. And those will stay up there. It's part of the blog. You can still go there now and see the pictures of mothers with their daughters. And I'll probably do that as an annual thing. So I hope you'll participate. Let's get on to discussing today's topic, downhill running. In the last episode, I talked about uphill running technique, and I pointed out that you need to think about both uphill and downhill running technique. With good uphill technique, you'll at least be able to hold your own, but more than likely, you'll pick up a few places on the other runners. You might pick up many. After all, a good percentage of people will walk at least partway up a hill in a race. You'll gain a lot on them, but if you can maintain close to the pace you had going into the hill, then with good downhill technique, you'll pass lots of people, and I mean lots. And keep in mind that the muscles you'll use to run downhill are different, meaning that when you are on the hill, you'll be giving some of your muscles some time to recover, and that'll help you for the rest of your race. I would say the downhill is your very best option for maximizing technique and seizing the opportunity to move up. Of course, the secret is not to overdo it. You don't want to work the hills so hard that your legs are shredded for the rest of the race. Believe me, I have done that. But on the other hand, most people just go back to their regular pace on the downhill. What a waste. Most people just think the downhill is easy and as such makes up for the difficulty of the uphill. That's the wrong way to think about it for two reasons. One, you want to think of how you can take advantage of gravity when you're on a hill. Why waste that? Of course, no amount of uphill or downhill technique will have a huge advantage unless you practice running hills. But if you do even a modicum of hill training, you'll see huge results the next time you race on hills. Another very important factor is that running downhill can really do a number on your body. Do it wrong, and you won't be able to walk the next day. You'll be in a lot of pain. Much worse is that you could even have an injury. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty of downhill running technique. One, as with the uphill, continue to let your arms flail a bit. In fact, let them flail a lot. Let them move in whatever way feels the most natural. Let them go. This will give you additional balance, which will allow you to go faster and still maintain control. You won't need to worry about pumping your arms like you do going uphill. On the downhill, you're just using them to maintain balance with your faster speed. Number two, lean forward slightly, just as you always do. The idea is to keep your body perpendicular to the road or close to it. You may feel an urge to lean back, but that will always slow you down, so don't let that happen. Number three, be sure to hold your head high and keep your eyes focused ahead, just as you do when running on flat ground. But still make sure to keep your body over your center of gravity. Don't let your feet get out in front of you. Number four, increase your leg turnover. In fact, it's hard not to do this, but some people will kind of break going down. Don't do that. Go ahead and let your cadence pick up even higher than normal. If you're running with a 180 cadence, which is what I recommend, somewhere around there, you may find that when you go downhill, you're doing a 200 cadence. That's definitely doable. This is possible, even easy, when you're aided by gravity. And you're probably going to be taking bigger steps than usual because it's just easy to do that. But don't let them get very big. Just let them get a little bit bigger. The number one thing is you want to get that fast leg turnover. That's more important. If you let your steps get too big, then you might end up overstriding, and we don't want that to happen. Number five, though, maintain control. Don't land hard, don't pound, and don't let your lower legs do the work. Your goal is to be light on your feet, as you should be striving for all the time. Don't let your shins and ankles and knees absorb the shock. Now, if you're running with proper form, your knees always act as shock absorbers because they're bent. You're not striking with your knees locked, so that's good. But you want to also use your core. Keep your core muscles strong, which you do that all the time, hopefully, by doing exercises to strengthen your core. And that way, you can run with great form. Form was never more important than when you're running on hills. I want you to run as if the ground was hot. A great drill for this is to practice running downhill so lightly that you can't hear your feet hit the ground. Visualize your legs moving in a circular pattern as if you were riding a bike. Now, that's it except for one thing. Practice, practice, practice. Once you've mastered this and uphill technique, you'll be excited about any race with hills because you'll know you have an edge over most of the other runners. Now, when you're practicing, some of you may have a hard time finding a place to run hills. I know most of us in Florida do, but we do the best with what we have. We run, I've done many repeats many times over a pedestrian overpass, over highway. We run very often over bridges. Another good option, if you don't have hills near where you are, is to run in a parking garage. So there, you have to do the best you can with what you've got. Also, some treadmills can be adjusted so that you're actually going downhill. So that's another option. Okay, I have a shout out today to Felicity McGrath. When I posted on Facebook that I had just uploaded podcast number 77 about uphill running technique, she said, and I quote, "Now she tells us," close quote. I really did laugh out loud when I read that. It turns out she and friends had just done their first marathon, and the first 10 miles of that first, I think I said marathon, half marathon. Anyway, the first 10 miles, she said, were uphill. Wow. I hope these last two episodes will help out with the next one. And shout outs to three recent iTunes reviews. I guess there's two here I included. One is from a user named, the username is blahblah453. It says, quote, "This is a great listen for anyone interested in learning from a running coach. Episodes are short and insightful. The first episodes are especially useful and worth re-listening to from time to time." And then someone with username sjgeek89 said, "Thanks to Coach Debbie, I have learned proper running form and have become a better runner." I love that. Thank you very much. Even after all these years, I still get just as excited about every review. And thank you so much to Felicity for commenting on the Facebook wall, because otherwise I wouldn't have known that. You made me laugh, and I just really appreciate that, and I hope more people will stop by the Facebook wall. And, you know, I want us to start feeling like we know each other, so the more times you stop by there and comment, if you even get a conversation going between each other, I love that. That would be great. Okay, well, just one more thing. I have today's quote. Here it is from Henry David Thoreau. "It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see." So here, related to that, are two is a homework assignment with two parts. One, register for a race with hills or bridges. Make sure it's several months away so you have time to train. Then, part two, train on hills at least once a week for several weeks. Perfect your technique. Now, I said at least once a week. If you have gone back and listened to the early episodes, hopefully you know that one of the main principles of running training is you don't want to do two hard days back to back. Now, if you're training on hills, that's a hard day. So you would never do two hill training sessions back to back. I think once a week is plenty. And by the way, don't do it just because you have a race with hills coming up. Doing hill training is going to improve all of your running. I want you to train on bridges. Then, or bridges or hills or wherever you can find hills to train on. Then, when you look at elevation charts for courses, or you hear friends talk about hilly courses, or you see a bridge looming ahead in a race or a hill, you won't see an obstacle or even a challenge. What you will see is an opportunity. Go for it. You'll be ready to eat bridges for breakfast.